Arkansas's coronavirus cases continue to grow. At today's press briefing held in Russellville, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced an additional 787 cases and 6 additional deaths from COVID-19. 438 Arkansans have now died from the virus. The state's number of hospitalizations because of the virus increased by 7 for a pandemic high 508. The governor says testing numbers from the most recent 24-hour period are lower than he wants. Just more than 4,500 tests were administered. Chico County in extreme southeastern Arkansas recorded the most new cases over that 24-hour period, 152. 145 of those cases, the governor says, are in a correctional facility. New cases in this region during the last monitoring period include 43 new cases in Sebastian County, 33 in Benton County, and 22 in Washington County. Dr. Jennifer Dillahay with the Arkansas Department of Health says the state's cumulative positivity rate for tests is 8.2%. And she says there is a best practices protocol for people to follow after receiving a test.
I want people to know when they get tested that they should isolate themselves until they get the result. That is different than getting tested and waiting till you get the result to get isolated. Because people, if they are positive, then they may spread COVID-19 while they're waiting for the result. So we go ahead and ask people to be proactive in isolating themselves or while they're waiting for the test.
Dr. Dillahay says there is a difference between isolation and quarantine. She says isolation refers to when a person is sick and needs to not spread the illness.
So when someone is at home, they don't have to be in the hospital. They have mild to moderate illness, or maybe they don't have illness at all, but they've tested positive. Then they need to be away from other people to keep from spreading the disease for 10 days. So beginning from the day that they began with symptoms, or if they didn't have symptoms the day they had their positive test drawn or the sample taken, then they need to stay away from other people that they could give the virus to for 10 days.
She says if a person is in a hospital or more severely ill, that person should be isolated for at least 20 days because she says the CDC has discovered people with moderate or strong cases of the virus can shed the virus for a longer period of time. She says a possible exposure that may or may not lead to infection should result in quarantine. She says people in that category need to stay away from others for 14 days.
They still need to complete the 14 days of quarantine because they could potentially develop the illness after their test if it's within that 14-day period.
There are more than 6,100 active community cases in Arkansas, another 342 active cases in correctional facilities in the state. Also at the briefing today, the governor announced Verizon is joining in the partnership to bring Wi-Fi access points to Arkansas school districts to help families who do not have high-speed broadband access. And this morning, the governor also announced a small caliber ammunition manufacturer will be investing $15 million in a new operation that will employ 85 people.
I am pleased to announce that Fiocchi of America, the United States subsidiary of the Italian-based Fiocchi Group, will establish a new manufacturing facility right here in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Arkansas Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston says the investment is the latest result of the governor's attendance at the annual SHOT Show in Las Vegas, a gun and ammunition manufacturing trade show, which the governor has been going to since 2015 to encourage firearms and manufacturing companies to expand their operations in Arkansas. Anthony Accitelli, the president and CEO of Fiocchi of America, says there were several reasons the company, which is based in Missouri, chose Little Rock.
And we picked you because of the business environment, the acceptance of the firearms industry, and really the people. And what I told the employees when we had our all-hands meeting was, look, we could buy machines, but we can't buy the people.
Other firearms and ammunition manufacturers located in Arkansas include CZ, Gamma Outdoor, Umarex, and Sig Sauer. You can keep up with news that affects our region through Antoinette Grajeda's morning newscast, heard every weekday morning at 5:30 and 7:30 Inside Morning Edition. You can stay up with how COVID-19 is affecting our region as well at KUAF.com. Just look for the COVID-19 update page.